You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts, multiple co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman and Adrian Clay Schulte.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome back, guys.
Yep. Heard we're having an expert.
Yes, absolutely. When Adrian Clay Schulte, a senior loan officer at Cornerstone Mortgage, works with me, and I appreciate you sitting in today.
Not a problem at all. I enjoy it every time.
You brought the expert, Adrian.
Yes, I brought the expert today. And her name is Dina Farrar with Keller Williams, part of the Laura McDonald team. And how are you doing today, Dina?
I'm good, Adrian. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Doug and Tammy.
You look very nice standing in front of the microphone.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming and spending your Sunday afternoon with us.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Yeah, thank you. So you made a lot of media appearances. You actually had a guest appearance on HGTV House Hunters, right?
I did.
That's cool.
And you've been on Fox 2 News before.
I have.
So you are.
So radio is a piece of cake, man.
I guess so. Yes.
Well, you've really focused a lot of your career on the West County market, but you know the entire metro area really well, right?
Correct. Yes.
So I guess describe what you're seeing going on in the West County market right now.
Well, right now we've had, I would say over the last 4 or 5 months, we've really seen a shortage of inventory. It's not just West County that's experiencing that.
And when you say a shortage of inventory, what does that mean?
That means that there are more buyers looking for homes than there are homes on the market.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that could also equate to a seller's market.
It's officially a seller's market.
It is a seller's market, but it's different from the seller's market we had a few years ago when you put your house on the market, you put a sign in the yard, and people flock, and the house went for over asking price. You name your price, someone would buy the home. It's not like that right now. What it is that you have to have your home in moving condition, and you have to price it according to the market. And if you do, that house will be under contract within the first week, 2 weeks at the most.
Wow.
If it's not, then more than likely it's we've missed the mark, whether that is the price is not what it is for what it has to offer, or there's something significant with the house that needs to be done.
Okay. So the showability of the house, I guess that really is just going to affect the price that you think that somebody should get for their house.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if it doesn't show very well, then you may have a lower price, so they may still sell very quickly. It's just going to be a lower price.
Right. And the term I love to use, and we've used it for years at Keller Williams, is it's a price war and a beauty pageant. You have to be priced.
Price war and a beauty pageant.
Okay. You've got to be the prettiest one on the block. The house needs to show well. Remember that 98% of your buyers are looking on the internet.
Right.
If they look at a home and it looks nice, they're going to put it in their saved cart and come back to it to go and see it or get more information. If they look at it online and it doesn't pop and it doesn't grab their attention, it's going to go to the delete. And you won't get another chance to be seen again unless there's some change made to the listing, more than likely the price.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think you're the first one I've heard really address the fact that people do start on the internet when
Absolutely.
They look for their properties.
Mm-hmm. Most buyers are going to the internet and sellers to see what the competition is before they even contact an agent. There's some appointments that I go on and they're rattling off to me what's been happening in their neighborhood. And in the past, those facts were not always correct because it was so-and-so neighbor said this and this is what he sold his house for. But they're seeing this information on all these great websites out there, so they know.
Right. A lot of things are public record these days.
Absolutely.
Easily
and people
accessible.
Know where to find the information.
So what if somebody comes to you with, a not-so-attractive house on the market? So what's your best advice?
It's like telling them, you have an ugly kid.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's never an ugly house, that's for sure. You know what? I just walk in and I try to help them understand, even the person that has that plain home that maybe hasn't been updated, they are used to looking on the internet. And they're used to now seeing what a display home looks like.
Right.
So what I tell them is, you know, our goal together is to try to make the home look as much as like a display as we possibly can.
Right.
That could mean that we need to paint some walls. That could mean that we need a staging company to come in and help us either with the things that are there and add to it. Or maybe it's hiring someone to come in and do a full stage of the home.
Now or maybe just pulling one of those big trash cans out from the house and decluttering.
Right. Set them up with a pod.
There you go.
Just
now,
dump in the
driveway. You have all these resources. So if I come to you to sell my home, it's a one-stop shop.
Absolutely. And that's part of what I pride myself in. After the transaction, I have clients that come back to me for years and say, I need someone to power wash, awesome. Or I need a basement finished, or I want to put in a pool. Who do you know? And I really like to pass that information off to contractors that have done a good job for my clients in the past.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Dina Farrar, who's an expert at the West County market, knows the entire St. Louis market really well, but when it comes to the West County market, you've had a focus in that area for a long time, know every neighborhood inside and out. Are there many differences between the West County market compared to the rest of the metro area?
I would say right now, West County and into the Kirkwood area are very hot right now as far as people wanting to get into the areas for the school districts. You know, Rockwood is a nationally ranked right. school, so there is a lot of attention for that area. So I've got families that are wanting to, while their kids are young, get into the area so that they can make sure that they're in a solid school district once the kids are ready for school.
That makes sense. And school district does seem to be a driver for a lot of people when they
yes.
choose a house.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about the extra services that Tammy mentioned, one you brought up that I thought was very interesting is spotless cleaning services.
Mm-hmm.
What is that service?
Spotless Cleaning Service is a company that I started a few years ago, basically just on the demand from my own clients
mm-hmm.
looking for help either just before they list the home. It might be once the house is empty, the seller wants it clean for the buyer,
oh,
vice
great.
Versa. The buyer yeah. wants the house clean before they move in.
Right.
And then I also had those people that wanted someone for regular service, monthly, mm-hmm. weekly, biweekly. So that's where it started from. I've been in the business for a while, and I knew a few
right.
agents. So I posted on Facebook, and other agents now that they know that the service is available mm-hmm. have been turning to us to use our services as well.
Yeah, Dina's even put together like an a la carte menu for my wife. Like if we want the floors cleaned 1 week, we know
mm-hmm.
what that's going to cost because she came over and took a look at our home. If we want just the windows done, you know,
right.
just the bathrooms or whatever, she can help you
I
out with that as well.
That's a great idea. Great
yeah,
service.
Yeah, that is a great service. Where'd you find people to staff that?
You know, my core employees for the cleaning company are stay-at-home moms. And mm-hmm. it allows them a flexible schedule.
Oh, yeah.
They
it's
have
a great
the ability
idea.
To mm-hmm. to basically make a little bit of extra
yeah.
money. And some of them tell me it's their workout. They don't have to go to the
there
gym.
There you go.
Because
it's
it
great
is
way
hard
to look
work.
At it.
Physically,
it is.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And they're my most loyal. They're the absolute best employees I could possibly have.
That's great.
Excellent.
That's really good.
So, Dina, out of the 8,500 agents in St. Louis, one of the questions I always like to ask is when somebody's trying to choose between all those agents, why should they choose you?
Well, I tell people I absolutely love my job. I love what I do. I pride myself in the fact that my clients, I joke with them and say, I'm going to be your best friend for the next 30 to 90 days.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Yes.
Right. I've never left a closing, and this is the truth. We've closed a lot of transactions together, and I've never left one where she wasn't hugging everybody in the room.
I do. I get very attached to them, and I tell them I'm never going to go away unless they ask me to. And at this point, I haven't had anyone say that I know of. But I do stay in touch with them. And after being in the business for 13 years now, I'm starting to help children of clients that I helped
sure,
at one time,
that's
or
neat.
Now their kids are grown and gone, and they bought with me that big house to fit the family,
mm-hmm.
and now it's just the two of them.
Right.
I've worked with people through divorces, newly engaged couples.
Oh,
I've worked with people
yeah.
who are just starting to have babies and now need a bigger home. So I try to be their agent
for life,
yeah.
That's a great, unique value proposition because you obviously have that likability factor that your clients don't just like you, they love you. And when you're trying to choose somebody to work with as an agent, it better be somebody that you not only like, but you're really good at your job too.
Thank you. I do feel I try to make sure that they understand that, first of all, they can trust me. I know that what they're going through is it's a huge part of your life. It's a new chapter, whether it's some of them are not as exciting as some of the other situations. I show them compassion and let them know I do understand what they're going through. And I want to make this piece as smooth as possible for them. So that it's something that they look back and remember and say, you know what, she really helped me through a tough
mm-hmm.
time, or she really was there for me during a really
right.
exciting time, and they share that with other people. That's the best mm-hmm. marketing that I could ever have out there.
So that makes sense why you're with Adrian then, eh? to well, make my it clients, an easy transition.
Exactly. I also make sure that when I refer my clients to other mm-hmm. vendors, contractors, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they're working with someone person. That I know would take mm-hmm. care of them the way that I do. And right. I have found that in Adrian and honestly, Cornerstone in general. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan and cheerleader for the company. I've worked with them for years. And I do feel very comfortable when I send anyone to Adrian. I know that they're taken care of. And he's the same way. He spent 3 hours in his office with one of our clients hearing about his story. He was from another country and he had a wealth of information and experience. Mm-hmm. And here Adrian is locked up with him for 3 hours talking about it. Thank goodness I wasn't at that meeting.
Well, that's what it takes is a good team, and it's good to know that, you know, a person can come to you and trust you and then trust your resources because you've fished through everybody. You know who you can trust.
Right. Like so I said, good. I've worked in this business for a while, so I've definitely learned that's over awesome. The years, and I've learned that when you do find someone good that you're working with, you hold on to them because right? It's hard to find.
Well, and there's no financial incentive when you refer people out to certain vendors. You're not doing it because you're making money with it. You're doing it because
you know they can get the job done.
They totally get the job done, and they have mm-hmm. to make you look good by being really good at their job, and, mm-hmm. and so that the person that you refer them to is really happy in the end that you did.
Absolutely. And, you know, the lending piece and the title piece are so critical to what we do and to get the transaction closed on a timely, smooth basis. And if any one of those parts doesn't go well, that does reflect on me because then you have a client who remembers the experience as being not as pleasant. And it doesn't matter if it was everything, no offense, but if it fell in the loan mm-hmm. officer's hands and there was something that went wrong there,
right.
they still remember it was when I sold my house, it was a nightmare right. because.
Right. It's true.
So, yeah. I want to make sure that right. my clients work with people that will get the job done.
So, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me directly. My cell phone is 314-397-6335. Or via email, and that's at Dina.Farrar@gmail.com.
Well, Dina, I'm going to make sure that all your contact information is also going to be on our website at DougHaldeman.com is the blog for the show. We'll make sure your contact information is on there because great information. I know there are going to be a lot of people listening. They're going to want to reach out to you right away and get that advice.
Get the house on the market, man.
Yeah, get the house on the market.
Do it now.
Get the advice they need to get top dollar for it. And I definitely appreciate your partnership with Cornerstone Mortgage. Mm-hmm. You guys work really well in symphony together. Adrian Clay Schulte and Dina Farrar, you guys are a great match
team.
When it comes to mm-hmm. just how you work together.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, so if anybody would like to reach out to Dina, once again, her cell phone, 314-397-6335. Or you can – the website, Dina, is what?
The website is thelauramcdonaldteam.com. That's the website.
Okay. So reach out to Dina right away. So thanks again, Dina, for coming in. And Adrian, appreciate you spending your day with us, too.
Thank you again.
It's been a pleasure.
So just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.